League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Class is now in session, and the UPS Store is here to help you ace arriving on campus. Our certified packing experts can pack everything you need, from desktops to decor. Plus, when you pack and ship with us, you get our exclusive pack and ship guarantee. Your items arrive safe or your money back. Restrictions and limitations apply. To get a 20% off packing coupon and for full details, visit the upsstore.com/packing.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
And yeah, man, we're back here, man. It's been long, but hey, we're fresh out the pen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I appreciate you coming on. And I think it's very good that we address the blocked situation, because when I went live yesterday, it was there's so many just thick, stupid individuals asking, why have you blocked Samam? Can you please just explain that scenario?
Okay. All right, so look, Ginge didn't block me, but I thought he did, okay? I thought
so,
he did.
So you genuinely thought I did?
Oh, no, I thought
clip
did.
Farm. Be honest, was that a clip
he didn't,
farm?
He didn't. Okay,
he didn't. It was a clip farm.
Okay, it was a clip farm. You know what it is? I messaged you and I only saw one tick on WhatsApp, so I was like, oh, sugar. His phone must be off, because obviously the battery. Then I was like, nah, you know what, chat? I think he blocked me. And everyone just went with it. I didn't even show them my phone.
Yeah.
And everyone went with it. And then, to make matters worse, on that same day, I looked over at Chaz's shoulder and my number wasn't saved. Plus four.
It was.
Four.
No, it was the day before when we were streaming. So
yeah.
I called Chaz out.
Zero chance of that.
Nope. So I said, you know what? I'm going to make this worse. Then I went on Twitter, on stream, went onto Chaz's Twitter, don't even follow me back. So I said, yep, he blocked me.
Ah, okay. No. That's why my uncle said Chaz has unfollowed Samam, and then I've messaged Chaz going, have you unfollowed Samam? And what? No.
Yeah, it's mad. Chaz with the number situation is crazy.
Yeah.
I think Jakey was ringing him the other day on stream.
He didn't save his number.
He doesn't have his number saved.
Chaz, because his numbers have gone up recently, he thinks he's above saving people.
It's got to be an ego thing.
It has to be. It has to be.
Oh, that's one of them ones. Yeah. Okay, okay.
But no, he generally doesn't save anyone's numbers.
Right. So
don't take it personally.
But he saved yours, because I saw your name saved.
Yeah, but I've known him before his numbers went up, so that might be why.
Okay. But, yeah,
mine saved as well, to be fair.
That's interesting. Mine and yours he saved, but not.
But not mine. Yeah, see, this is the thing. It goes back to that Silverstone experience. I don't know how much you're watching, but every time they saw supporters, you know, they're showing love, embracing it. The old handshake Ginge, handshake Chazza, cameraman, and leave me out. Now, I couldn't figure out why.
See, I have PTSD. I thought you were going to, you know what I mean? Just
that's what you do. But me and Sam,
my brother, you see? But everyone else didn't want to shake my hand. And I couldn't understand why. Yet till now, 15 hours, I was thinking about it. I was replaying in my head. And I was thinking, I wonder why.
Chaz told me why.
Why?
Really?
Oh, I won't get into it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I won't get into it. Chaz told me why.
Interesting. One of the other clips that has gone a bit, Chaz are crying in a cell. Now, I actually don't even remember how the cells were laid out. I think I was the closest to the door because I could hear other people screaming and stuff like that. And I think you two, maybe next to you, I don't know.
Yeah,
was Chaz crying? That's the main question.
Right, so the layout was Chazza was next door to me.
Yeah.
You were on the other side. They told me they gave you a penthouse.
Yeah. JM, they lost your ass.
He paid extra for that.
Yeah, he paid extra. They told me he had an Xbox, a full size screen.
Yeah.
Not his phone though. He didn't have his phone. But they said they've given him luxury food. So I don't know where I saw a clip of him talking about pot noodles. That's false. Because you had a free, you had a 5-star meal in that.
Right, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah.
But we'll get onto that later. But yeah, next door to me was Chazza. Now, I didn't actually know Chazza was next door to me until like the last 2 hours.
Right. And how did you know he was there?
Because I asked them. I was like, so where are the boys? Because I haven't heard from anyone or seen anyone in like 13 hours. And they were like, oh yeah, next door is Charlie. And I actually didn't know that was Chazza's name.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, does the internet know that? I don't know.
Yeah, Charlie.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. So yeah, they're like, yeah, Charlie. And then I was like, oh yeah, Chazza. And I put 2 and 2. I was like, oh, he's next door. And then I was like, Chazza. I just got no response. And I was like, okay. And then, yeah, but anyways, the crying thing, that was all false. Chazza did not cry. Chazza did not cry. Okay, I you know what it is? It's just one of them ones, just in the moment, you just...
It was so believable, though.
Oh, it's definitely believable, yeah. That's why people did believe it, yeah.
I feel like now, no one's going to believe anything I say now.
Yeah, that is true. But we'll go back to the beginning. Yeah. All right, Silverstone. You get there on the Friday with Red Bull. Shout out to Red Bull, legends. So yeah, talk us through, what was your day like there?
Yeah, so my day was, it started at around 6 a.m. We went from, all the way from London up to Silverstone. So we met up with Red Bull at the HQ, and then they got us a nice car. Me and Awale, all just literally, they got us this big bus. Like only three of us, and it was like probably 30 people could fit on there.
Uh-huh.
I think logistic issues, but anyways, it was nice. So we got to Silverstone at around 8:39, and then we checked into the pole position, and that place was sick.
How good is that?
That was. So,
is that where you was as well?
Yeah.
So, not even the matter.
What? Wait, hold on.
Go on.
No, it's just the fact of we've not experienced it, and he has.
Oh.
Well, I'm a little bit fuming, yeah, but it is what it is. We'll crack on.
Yeah, because when we got there, it was like. There was an F1, see, I don't even want to say F1 car, because you see, when I say
yeah, it's just PTSD.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't have slept in your van, by the way.
Did you?
See, I didn't even get to see that as well.
No, you didn't. You didn't even get to see it.
Didn't get to see it. But there was a big bar. As soon as you walk in, there's a big bar. But to the right, you had the track, like literally the grid, the starting grid there. The view was crazy. And then you can go upstairs to this terrace, and it's literally a skate park, a BMX skate park. And it was like, whoa, this is mad.
Mental.
So it looked proper sick. Red Bull done a great job there. And then as I walked in, I was experiencing it for like 5-10 minutes. Then I saw you and I was like, oh, Ginger's here. And that's when I was like, oh, sick. Ginger's here. Then we obviously spoke and you said some stuff about my black burger, which we won't go into.
He had a burger, right? And the bun was black. And he pointed that out and I said, what's that got to do with anything?
Because that's what you're like.
Exactly.
We won't go too much into it, but
is that what he said or not?
That's what he said. That's what he said. But yeah, no. Then obviously saw Ginge, and then he obviously was telling me like he's gonna stream and stuff, and I was like, sick. I'm gonna pull up, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
Do you wish you didn't?
In hindsight, I wish I didn't.
Do you genuinely?
No, I don't. I don't. I mean, it's an experience.
Right. Okay. So
exactly what I was saying.
But you know what it is? I'll be honest. The timing of it wasn't bad. As in, we had done that. We've walked around the whole of Silverstone.
Yeah.
Experienced that part. And then this thing happened.
What, you're fuming you missed the actual race?
Yes, fuming of that,
Just gutted in more of the fact of innocent people that have blatantly done nothing wrong, been literally checked and told by the police you've done nothing wrong, and then the security wouldn't overturn it. That's the disappointing thing. So for me there, I feel as though the head of security or whoever it was couldn't accept they'd made a mistake. Yeah. So it's literally what it was. They couldn't accept they made a mistake.
Yeah. Here's a question for you, and answer honestly. If you could go back now, are you still letting Chazza get in the car? And still going through the whole experience again? Or are you just stopping him from getting in that car?
Stopping him probably from getting in the car.
Really?
Because I've missed on watching Lando win his first Grand Prix at England.
But do you not think like the whole experience of...
It weren't a good experience.
Nah, it was not a good experience.
Yeah, but it's like a bucket list thing, isn't it?
What?
No, I agree. I've said that. It's something I have wanted to experience just to know what it's like on the other side.
And it's not for actual crimes. You've experienced getting arrested for not even doing a crime.
Yeah.
I do hear that, but it was rough, man.
It was really bad. And by the way, by no means are we trying to say we're some top-notch individuals there. We only spent 15 hours in the pen.
There you go.
Do you know what I mean?
Some people are doing that for life, man. And that was rough.
But I've actually spoke to some people who have been on the inside, and they say the police station's worse than prison.
Who have you spoke to?
Yeah, who have you spoke to? Though?
Your dad. Did we just went...
Put a point at you, by the way. Not me. Your dad.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. Oh, no.
He was there. But, you know, so Tazy's dad had said the police station is actually worse than the prison, because the prison, obviously, you've got a bunk mate, you've got other people you can interact with, you might have a TV or whatever. Mm. Whereas in the cell, you've got literally nothing other than yourself in your own head for 15 hours.
Mad. What did you do in them 15 hours?
Red. We'll go back to the moment the police come over and like, what on earth was going on?
See, the thing is, though, I thought it was a big hoax. Like, I genuinely thought
we'd been swatted or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, yeah, that's what you said first, didn't you? You said it's probably someone on stream.
Ringing chat.
Did you do any press ups?
Yeah, I actually did. I can't. Well, my process was I slept for like nearly 10 hours. So I thought I'm gonna try and do loads of workouts to make me feel tired again and sleep again. And then
that's what everyone does as soon as they go in. As soon as they go into a police station, everyone just bangs out press ups.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh.
It was a bad experience, and it was interesting, though.
Hey, but Chaz.
Yeah, crazy.
But let's go back. When the police came over initially, it was actually Chazza who saw him, and you can see there's a clip of his face just dropping. They come over, and then I hear the guy with the cap and the AR go something like, oh, it's a live stream. So I'm then instantly going, okay, we've been fucking swatted or something.
Yeah.
Then he comes over and says something like, oh, you've been accused of causing criminal damage. We've had a report. And I said, who's the report from? And he said, Silverstone, head of security. Damn. And then it was at that moment, I was like, oh, okay, one, is he serious? And what the fuck's he going on about? Then obviously I turned to Chaz and go, oh, it'll be from when you've sat in that car. Instantly thinking, obviously it's not that, because nothing happened.
Fucking grass, innit?
Right, everyone's saying grass. And
but
all
the funniest thing about that whole thing is when it happened, remember the security that came over? You were like, arrest him.
I think my exact words were, he's just been in there, he's vandalized it, do you need him arrested?
That's probably why he's rang his boss saying, come and nick him. But so it's actually your fault.
Yeah, but the funniest thing is then he was like, I'm not doing that. And then shook their hands. Obviously, he didn't shake my hand, shook their both hands.
You not shake your hand?
Shake my hand, yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know what it was, man.
Yeah. I do.
Thank you.
Not on at all.
No, that's fine. No, that's fine.
Just for the audio listeners, he didn't shake his hand.
He didn't shake my hand, that's all right.
Yeah, carry on though.
crazy. but yeah, no, they basically said, yeah, there's no need to arrest him. What's the point? And I was thinking, oh yeah, it's all sweet as. And then 2 hours later.
Yeah. 2 hours later, they come over and arrest us.
What takes 2 hours, by the way?
I don't understand. In that 2 hours, all the officers said to us was, we've had descriptions of used two that match the description. Okay. Three that match the description.
What was the descriptions?
Well, I assume it'd have been different for all of us.
What would you assume? You give us what you think the description was.
I just think we should talk about the incident.
No, I just want to know, though. Like, so obviously for you, probably ginger hair. I'll do you and then you do the other two.
No, so I can do myself.
All right,
stocky, handsome, ginger man, head to toe in Red Bull.
They wouldn't have arrested you then.
Well, they did. Chazza would have been a short, fat, stumpy blonde man. With a bucket hat on that looked like he had cum on the top. And then for Sam,
yeah,
how do you think it would have described
you? No, I want you to describe it.
Well, it's almost sometimes you have to look at what is a description. Do you know what I mean? And I'd love to tell you what I think they described you as.
Yeah.
But I always know, and through doing this podcast, it's better when it comes from my co-host, Taylor.
This is what it takes.
6 foot five.
No, take, you don't even have to, because I really, really want to hear it.
Yeah, I do. Go on.
All right, I'll
someone
say
who
it.
Was
Go
there on the day. All right. I really want to hear it.
All right, a 6 foot five black man in a yellow t-shirt.
What the fuck?
Oh,
what the fuck?
What?
Couldn't describe that. What? I didn't buy a Red Bull hat on that day,
yeah,
no?
Nothing.
Trainers, no? That, you know, colourful trainers.
Beautiful jeans, eyes.
You know?
They were looking at trainers from CCTV, mate. It's like that, isn't it? They've saw a 6'4", 6'5", large black male, okay, that has worn a yellow t-shirt.
He didn't blackmail anyone. He was getting done for vandalising.
There you go.
Okay. We can all sit here, right?
It's all right, mate. You know,
this is the proper society.
What they would have said is an IC3.
Thank you very much. Taze, thank you. Hold that, man.
No, just for the audio listeners, it's 1-1.
What I was doing is fixing that. Because
Okay. What's an IC3?
Exactly what you just said. But that's the code name for it.
You would have said an IC3. Yeah.
A code name for what?
You know what it is because you played GTA. You played GTA. You know what it is.
He knows what it
is. A tall black man in a yellow t-shirt is IC3.
No.
No.
Well, a black male is the code name for it is IC3.
So what's a white male?
I actually don't know. Is it IC2? One?
Maybe IC1 or something.
Do they have that for every single race?
Probably. Let us know in the comment section. There might be some police officers watching.
Yeah, and hopefully the ones that arrested us.
Yeah.
Fucked it. Anyway, we're cracking on streaming as usual, having a laugh. We're taking the piss saying, oh, Chazza, you've damaged the car and all that. Still in our heads, it's not clicked that they're actually being serious. We're taking the piss. Officers come over again, explain a few things, and I've gone, look, I've got the video here, let me show you, and then you can, like, help with what's going on.
Is this when they took you off screen to the side?
No, this is before. Okay. I said, I've got the video anyway, so you can just look at that anyway. He goes, yeah, that's fine. If you've got a video, we'll look at that, blah, blah, blah. Then I said to you, dinner, give me a minute. Let me go and have a chat and see what's actually going on.
So this is when I said
I wanted to go to the toilet. So I've gone to the toilet, right? He's instantly stepped in front of me and gone, can you just wait here for a minute? So I'm thinking, oh, right, okay. Oh. He thinks I'm either going to do a runner or something.
Damn. So, sorry, just at this moment, by the way, whilst you've gone away, I'm speaking to the chat and I'm saying everyone spam free ginge. Sorry. Right. But at this point, I didn't know how serious it was.
None of us did. Even, I don't think Red Bull did, right? Yeah. Because it's such a fucking stupid thing, right? Then obviously, I go and speak to him and say, look, what's actually going on here? I've got a full video of the whole thing. I don't know what more they need than the video. I said, what have you seen? He went, listen, we've just been described as use-free, criminal damage by head of security, blah, blah, blah. I'm going, right, okay, what? Whatever. Go and sit back down. Then Red Bull pull me to the side and be like, you're going to have to end stream because he laughed a bit as he said it. He went, they're gonna arrest you. instantly, I'm then thinking, what the fuck?
Mad.
Didn't instantly think that means I'm going to the cell, by the way. I just thought we're going to get cuffed and questioned and whatnot. Yeah. Then obviously, turned the stream off. All three of us stood up, went over to them. And then it was at that moment where he went, time of arrest, 21:42.
Yep.
You have the right to remain silent, blah, blah,
what,
blah.
Did cuff you?
No, he didn't cuff us. We're not. It's kind of like energy is a bit like, you match our energy and we match yours.
He was being sweet.
Yeah, he was being sweet in terms of that.
And he probably didn't want you to have the embarrassment of people walking past you using cuffs and stuff.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing.
We did have that, though.
Yeah, we've still got photos of us being arrested online. Like, do you know what I mean? It's still there.
It's not good.
And then it's the bit where I've said to him multiple times, I've got the video of what has happened and everything you need here, let me show it to you. No point in showing us it here, mate. Show it us down at the station. That's what they said. Did we get a chance to show him anything at the station?
Nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Nothing. Not one chance. It was literally...
Nothing.
I'm in the car with Chaz. Chaz is silent, fucking probably overthinking as usual, shitting himself.
Oh yeah,
biting his nails.
Yeah.
By the way, they had a car together. Poor me, sat by myself with this officer who's asking me, what's streaming like then? What's YouTube all about? Who's Angry Ginge then? What's this fella? Dude, and I'm just there like, mate, leave me alone, man. This is not what I want right now. Come on.
Yeah, it was mental. But
was the officers actually all right with us?
The officers were, yeah, they were.
I had one officer had a quiff and glasses with me. He was sound. He knew who we were, and he was like, kind of obviously not happy, but like, you know, we were just chatting. And then the officer driving the car was just boring. But I mean, I don't expect him to be fucking comedians. Do you know what I mean? Then we get to the holding cell, wait half an hour, then get asked to go in. Then get booked in, shut the cell door behind you. That's it for 15 hours.
Yeah.
Do you know what I don't understand?
Brutal.
Is why they couldn't do this investigation with yous not in a cell.
My point is, why is
dangerous?
Exactly. The whole point of the arrest, in my opinion, is because they're going to either cause havoc, you think they're going to cause havoc, or they've already caused havoc. Yeah. We've by no means caused havoc.
Exactly.
Right? So what should have happened would have been, police walk over, can you... Okay, we've had a report here. I'm going to ask you to end the stream. Come with us. Show, have a chat with us. Explain what might have gone on. We go from there. Literally. Instead, it wasn't that. It was, you're under arrest. End the stream. Get in the back of the car. You can speak to us at the station.
Yep.
So this is the beauty of it. After we'd been arrested and gone in the car, they then stayed and watched the video. Even though they didn't want to watch it when we were there, they'd watched the video after we'd gone. The officers that watched the video were a bit like, ooh, they shouldn't have been arrested.
Literally.
But now but because the process had started, they had to go through with
it. Literally. Like, even to the point where, so when we're in custody, there's like a custody officer, which is the person who just comes around and says, are you all right, or you're right. So I needed to, I wear contact lenses. So I wanted to take my contact lenses out and I need to wash my hands. So he took me round to like a sink. And he was like, yeah, mate, I've seen the videos online and stuff. But honestly, I don't know why you lot are here, stupid.
Did he actually?
Yeah, he was like, I don't know what you lot are doing here. This is stupid, you lot shouldn't be here. And I was like, he was like, they all looked at it all in the front desk. We don't know why you're still here. That's what they said.
So annoying. No.
But the thing that I don't get is, we were in our cell. I was in my cell from about 11:45 midnight. Okay, because I could see on the officer's watch that it was 11:30 when we were getting booked in. Then that then causes me getting woke up at 7 a.m. So I've had 7 hours sleep there, right? So in them 7 hours, no one officer has been assigned to our case.
No,
not one. Right?
Nope.
Then I get told by another officer that worked there. I think it was about 8 a.m. Okay, you've now got an officer assigned to your case. Yeah. He said, in terms of timings, I can't give you much, but you've now got an officer assigned to your case. So what was going on for the last 7 hours, I don't know, because custody weren't busy when we were there.
Nope.
And the officers that told us that was the ones that dropped us off there. They said it weren't that busy.
Mm-hmm.
So then it took 7 hours to get, 8 hours to get an officer assigned to the case. Then certain officers had to drive there, get in, look at the footage, and then release us. So I don't know whether you have to have an extra qualification
to watch a fucking video
and state the obvious. I don't know. But the two officers that did release us, the male and female, they were open and honest with us. And they were basically just like, it's stupid. You shouldn't be here. What more can be said, really?
Not only that, they said like there wasn't any signage. There wasn't nothing saying you couldn't get in there. Exactly. So it was one of them ones where it's like, and loads of people as well were lining up. Kids, parents, I saw loads of people getting in the cars. Obviously, they weren't the size of Chazza, but that's not the point. It's more so everyone else was doing it. You know what
100%.
I mean?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was speaking to Chazza's mum, because I was keeping her basically in the loop with everything I was hearing. And she made a good point. She was like, there was no security around the car because people are getting in and out of it. Mm. There's no like tape off around
no
it.
Signs.
No one can call, no signs, no nothing. And there's blatantly a lot of people getting in this car. You get me?
Yeah.
So what it seemed like was one of the security have seen or heard something, think something's broke and thought, shit, we're not getting done for this.
Yeah.
Boom. And then try to get used to it. 100%. Do you know what I mean?
Well, ultimately it comes down to the security being shit, not doing their job. Right, because they're paid to guard them cars, I assume.
And you don't know you can't get in it.
Exactly, there's no signs there. And for everyone who's going, oh, you wouldn't just get in a multi-million-pound car, I'm not clued up in F1. That could be a show car that people can literally get in and out of to take photos in. That's what that's how I looked at it, right? Obviously, if it was a multi-million-dollar fucking pound car, I probably would have gone, probably not, Chaz, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking they're just show cars, people getting out because you've got kids getting lifted in and out to get photos taken and all that. Then security come over, realise, oh, fuck, we fucked up here. Instantly remember us three with a camera and gone, it was them three.
Yeah.
Because they ain't going to do the family of four. They ain't going to do the couple that have just got in. They're going to do the people with the camera.
And bear in mind, when they did come over, it was even still a mum and her son trying to get a kid in at the same time of them telling us to leave.
This is what I'm saying.
And me taking the piss when I was going, oh, do you need him arresting? It's vandalism. That's genuinely, but unfortunately, you can't arrest someone on word of mouth. Otherwise, I could just walk past Sam, didn't know Sam, walk past him and go, oh, by the way, he's just hit someone around the corner. You going to arrest him straight away? You probably detain him and ask him questions. You ain't going to arrest him.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
True.
So it is what it is. Obviously, I'm not going to say it like I'm a lawyer or solicitor, but as far as I'm concerned, we were unlawfully arrested.
Yeah, we were.
And kept there.
Yous was, 1,000,000%. And for another reason of why yous wouldn't know you can't get in it, like people say, why would you get in it? Maybe because three other people in front of me.
Exactly. If it was empty and no one was getting in it, we ain't going to get in it.
If you walk 100%. Into the Arndale now, there's a fucking car there, people are getting in and out of it taking pictures. What would make you think you can't get in it?
Exactly.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? It's one of them ones. I've been asked a lot, am I suing?
Is it?
I'm looking into it. Okay. Apparently there's a case for it.
Well, there definitely is a case for
it. Yeah, we our time.
Do you know what the worst thing is, right? At the most, the only person that should have been arrested should have been Chazza, right? Me and you, Sam, stood and watched it happen.
I was literally spectator mode.
That's like genuinely watching someone get shot, but because we've watched it, we're getting done for murder.
Facts.
Makes no sense. And the fucking stupid idiots that arrested us must have thought the camera was floating because they didn't even arrest the cameraman.
I know, I got to the F1, seen Chazza. What's that, really, Chaz? Good. I was saying, what are you doing here? Where have you been staying? He went, oh, just in the Red Bull RV. And then when he was going, I went, oh, you getting on the taxi every day? Like, he went, oh, no, I'm getting dropped off the Red Bull car. I said, how have you done that? He went, fuck knows, mate.
Honest to God. Right? And the best thing is, Chazza, cameraman Chaz, got closer than me and Sam to the car.
Exactly.
We stayed well away, right? We were way away watching Chaz. Chaz is getting up, getting the angles. Crazy, yeah. How thick can you
that's,
be?
That's actually crazy.
That is the definition of fucking clueless.
Because even for Chazza, you shouldn't have been arrested, yeah? But for yous two, what the fuck did yous do?
This is what I'm saying.
You didn't even go near the car?
Exactly.
Didn't even go near it?
There's nothing. But there's literally nothing.
If you ask me, was I going to get near it? Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we need to because Chazza had already got out.
Yeah.
So and then we were making our way back. So I don't think we were. True. But I mean, at the end of the day, you have to know everything before you can just arrest someone.
Yeah.
And they didn't know anything. They jumped the gun. Exactly. And now they're fucked up. And now they've got.
You know what, you're very right there. You're actually very right with the thing of, oh, yo, he just punched him in the face. Oh, can we arrest him?
It's literally like me walking past Sam. Oh, excuse me, by the way. There's a black gentleman there in a yellow t-shirt. He's just spat at someone. And then all straight away going, hold on,
can we describe me as maybe the top I'm wearing, the jeans? Yeah, like, you know what I mean? My hair colour.
With the greatest respect, you're still wearing all black.
No, but I didn't wear all black then. I was wearing a yellow top and blue jeans.
Exactly, that's what I said. All right, a gentleman wearing a yellow top and fucking blue jeans then.
An IC3.
All right. Excuse me, mate. An IC3 has just spat at someone.
It's getting fucking bad. Mad, isn't it?
You genuine. Just told me to say that.
Genuine. And IC3 has just spat at someone. Yeah,
genuinely. Let's crack on.
Well, no, we know what you mean.
Right, anyway, and then I'm just going arresting him because I've said it. It makes zero sense. And they're fucking clueless. They fucked up majorly.
I genuinely think if yous wasn't streaming, completely different story.
So we said that to them and they said the process probably would have been longer. We probably would have been there until now.
Well, I don't think they would have arrested us.
What? If we weren't streaming?
Mm-hmm.
You think?
Yeah, because when I was on site, the thing that I heard that was getting thrown about was these are streaming, these are breaking stuff on stream for content.
That's what
Silverstone was trying to say.
Mm. Yeah, because that's what we do, we break stuff for content.
Yeah.
Because that's going off our history, that's what we're known for, breaking stuff for content.
Yeah.
Genius from head of security.
Let me break an F1 car because it'd be good content.
Yeah, it'd be really good that. Whether it's a real car or whether it's a prop car, it'd just be so fun to do that. Be amazing. We should have actually.
Let's pay hundreds of thousands in damages for content.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Fucking idiots. And the damages came up to 30 grand, apparently. Man. Even though when described the damages, one was on the chair. Chazza didn't even get in the chair because he clip found. He put his feet at the bottom so he didn't even sit down. And then one was on the other side that he didn't even get in.
And by the way, who in that time has gone, got the car in a garage and estimated what was up with it?
Exactly.
To get
a price. A lot of people, a lot of F1 fans were saying 30 grand, we got let off light, apparently.
Yeah. But apparently. The best thing is we didn't get let off because we didn't do anything.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't even, there you go.
So it is what it is. But good luck with your case, mate. I hope all goes well. And I hope they pay the price for doing us for no reason.
There's definitely a case, though.
No, 100%.
No, because you have to think of the mental damage of being sat in a cell because it can scare you.
I can't look at anything pink. If I see anything pink, I have to look the other way and I start getting flashbacks. If I hear the time is da-da-da-da-da, you have the... Mate, I can't. I see blue flashing lights and I just can't. You know what I mean? I'm wounded.
I can see that.
I'm not saying I've done life or anything like that, but them 15 hours, mate, it's a lot.
They felt like life.
It felt like it. Do you know how many times I went to sleep, woke up, and I was like, excuse me, what's the time? And it's only 20 minutes.
Literally. No. And the things we're hearing during the night.
Ooh.
Screaming from other cells, banging, keeping you up. Like, and then I
was just chasing it.
Right, and then there was the guy next to me was called Gary.
Gaz?
Gary, that's what he's called.
Oh, okay.
Right, and then when they come in and lift it up and say, you okay? This Gary guy weren't replying. So he's on, Gary, you okay? asked him six times, right? And I'm thinking, shit, he's either tried to like kill himself or something, or something's going on here, or it's one of those things where the officer comes in and then he's behind the door and he goes to stuff like that. Anyway, then I heard him, I heard the keys, opens the door, Gary, you okay? Genuinely for about 30 seconds. And then Gary said something and he went, well, you should have just answered me then. And then walked out, shut the door, came to me, you okay?
Wow. Damn.
Crazy.
Yeah, a lot of stuff goes on there, man. A lot of stuff, man.
Let's move on. Enough about our jail time. All right, let's get to know Sam Hamm. Who is Sam Hamm?
Good question. I would say content creator. I think that's what a lot of people say, you know, these days. Streamer. So I mean, where did it all begin? Probably best place is.
No, that's not obvious, is it? Yeah, that's that.
Okay.
Sam.
Okay.
Let me
ask you a question. Where's your dad? Right, so yeah, Jinj, as you were saying.
He's got to keep this energy, don't he?
You've met with that energy, you've got to keep that energy.
You've got to keep that energy.
Most definitely.
You've got to keep that energy.
Where did it all begin?
All right, so it began COVID. I was a COVID streamer, so 2020. Yep. So obviously I was working. I used to do a corporate job. So this whole thing about 9 to 5 streaming, I've been through it. Mm-hmm. But so yeah.
What's harder? Be honest.
What's harder?
Yeah.
All right, no, let's get into that. Because I feel like that question is so broad, it needs time. I feel like if I answer it now, we're going
to... He's media trained.
No, I'm not. We'll get back into this because I like this discussion. So we'll get onto it.
Go on.
But yeah, so obviously I used to do 9 to 5. I used to be a tech consultant working in the city. And I loved my job, but I was also very good at Call of Duty. So I used to play a lot of Call of Duty Warzone and stuff like that. So I took a sabbatical, which is a break, as a 6-month break from work, to basically start streaming because I was playing a lot of Call of Duty. And I always used to kick myself because I'd be playing Call of Duty, but work would be like, yo, we have a meeting, blah, blah, blah. And it's like opportunities of playing like with some big creators and stuff like that. So I'd always have to pick work over that. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to take a break. So I took a break and started streaming. And that started picking up. I think it was mainly because I was good at Call of Duty. And of course, the people that I was playing with as well helped a lot.
Who was you playing with?
So I was playing with a lot of footballers. So,
how did you have their connection straight away?
So their connections came from school. So Ademola Lookman is a good friend of mine.
Did you go to school with him?
Went to school with him.
Oh, okay, yeah, nice.
So we went to school year 7. So he's been my friend since then. Yeah, been my friend since then, year 7. And we've gone through the years. He's gone off to play football. I've gone off to do work and other things and whatnot. And there was one time where we used to play Fortnite all the time. Like, he was my duo. And there was one time he went to go play for England in a camp for the under 21s or whatever it was, under 19s. And then they needed an extra player. So they were like, yo, Sam. He was like, yo, Sam, pull up.
What?
For England?
No. So obviously he invited me. And I joined their lobby. You know, so I'm playing with like,
I thought you were going to play for football,
man. Oh, I wish. I'm decent at football, though.
Yeah, I doubt it.
What do you mean?
No, man. I doubt it because you're going to carry on.
What do you mean? Nah, bro. I'm good at football, bro.
Are you an athlete?
Yes.
What other sports are you at?
I'm good at table tennis. Extremely.
I would whoop your ass.
I'd smoke the Perrier's, genuinely.
I promise you won't.
I will smoke the Perrier's at table tennis, genuinely. Yeah? I used to play every day in college.
I'm very good at racket sports. So this paddle stuff that you're
playing on. Tennis, paddle, and ping pong, you won't beat me on any of them.
All right, okay. We are going to do a table tennis wager.
You can play paddle?
Done.
I haven't played it, but I think I'll be decent at it. I haven't played it.
Oh, man, mess it. My man go. Yeah, I'll be good.
Sorry,
at it.
Did you just refer to him as Mandem?
I didn't say Mandem. Why did he add Mandem?
Why did he add Mandem?
I said Mango.
He said he's man.
He went to say Mandem.
Why did you add Mandem? I said no Mango.
What it is this laptop and that glare there. That glare.
So, but yeah, no, we will actually play table tennis. I'm very, very good. Like, I'm decent. Anyways, where was I? So, yeah, I mean, they needed an extra player, so I joined the lobby. So it was like, I think it was me, Dele Alli, Ademola Lookman and Dominic Solanke. So obviously I was good at Fortnite. I carried them, you know how it goes. And then it's like, the next day they're like, yo, bring your friend back. And then that's how it all starts. So a very organic relationship. And then before you know it, you're on trips, on holiday, you know, with the boys. And then, yeah, you just keep going, whatever. So that's how I obviously have a relationship with them. And then obviously COVID happened. Everyone's at home, the prem's off. So we're all just playing Warzone. So I was playing a lot of Warzone with Solanke, Kyle Walker-Peters, the name goes on, whatever. And that was great. And obviously I was streaming that as well. And then I think the turning point was when I then was like, you know what? I'm going to set up a Warzone tournament. And that's when I got loads of footballers in it. So I had everyone, like from Bundesliga, Prem, Championship, you name it.
And how did you get them through the footballers that you already know?
Yeah, bro, already know. So I was just shouting, man, like, yo, I'm putting on this Warzone custom lobby. Let's go, let's go. So I had loads of people in there. Who do I have in there? I had Sancho, I had Mason Mount,
really?
Tammy Abraham, Reese Oxford, Solanke, Delhi, just loads of guys. And that was sick. That was the first time, like, loads of ballers were all together. Everyone was streaming. Like, as many people as they could were streaming. Like, it was just fun. It was just banner. And everyone after was like, yo, this is sick. So, yeah, that was basically the turning point. And then, yeah, I just, obviously, I never went back to work. And I just kept streaming, kept creating content. But I was known more as a Call of Duty creator. So I wasn't doing any, like, just chatting stuff or anything like that. You know, I feel like when everyone starts, maybe a couple of years ago, everyone's like, gaming.
Yeah, you have to have a game you normally stick to.
Yeah, so, I just went through the years playing, like, tournaments and that and starting, you know, making some change here and there. So that was pretty good. And obviously, 6 months went by, I never went back to work and just said, you know what, I'm going to full send this. And I just went, yeah, I'm going to take a risk and just try and just do as much as I can. But one thing that helped me as well was, obviously, I've got a tech background and a lot of people wanted to start streaming or create content themselves. Some of them being footballers as well, so obviously high profile, so that helped. So I used to go around and helping them do their setups as well, and that's when the whole stuff with setups started going about. So it would be doing setups for, like, at one point, pretty much the England team, you do one for one player, and it's...
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, they come into training, look at my fancy setup.
Who did that?
Who did that? Or hit up Sam, boom. And then I'm, you know, it's word of mouth, which I think 100%. Is the best form of marketing.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah, so it's like, so that's how that stuff started. So I mixed that with obviously content, and then yeah, the rest is pretty much history. Just been doing that, and this, yeah, man, just been enjoying it, pretty much.
Nice. Well, congratulations, you've done very well, mate, and you made it onto the Streamers University.
I did.
So tell us a little bit about that. How did that first come about, and was you surprised when you...
Correct in saying you were the only British streamer there?
I was.
Well done,
nice.
Well done.
I was, which, in hindsight, not really happy about.
To be honest, from a point of view, I agree. Not saying I didn't sign up to go or anything.
Yeah.
So I'm saying in terms of there probably should have been more British streamers, but I didn't choose it. So
yeah. No, I think there should have definitely been more. I think even just having at least one other person 100%. At least would have made things a bit more enjoyable. Because it's like, you got to understand, there's a big culture difference. Like,
huge.
Huge. And I feel like some people don't feel that through a camera. It's very hard to feel that through a camera. But when you're actually there in person, no matter who you are, there's a big culture difference. Even just the slight things of, like, the way you say things, the banter, it travels different.
For example, if you were to say someone's mum's a slag,
you're probably getting shot.
See, I don't know about that, but...
Probably are.
Yeah, well, it's different though.
Right? It's different. That's the thing. It's different. So it's one of them ones where it's like maybe having another person or people would have been sick. Like, for instance, Enzo and I don't know how much you guys were watching, but like Enzo and Shank, two Nigerian streamers, they had each other. They would bounce off each other.
Yeah.
You know,
you had like a partner to be doing that.
That would have been lit. Like you guys know, collaborating, always doing content with someone else, it's 10 times better.
100%.
Doing it by yourself, it's great, but you know, there's different doors that you can unlock doing it with other people. So, yeah, man, I think that would have been sick. But yeah, anyways, back to the experience. It was amazing. 10-10. I think it was the whole concept is sick. Like loads of streamers all under one roof, bro. Like everyone's streaming. Everyone knows it's content. Like literally the way these guys think is just insane. It's literally Clip Farm Central.
Is it inspiring as well?
Inspiring, man. It's storyline of a storyline of a storyline.
When you say these guys think, who are you referring to there? Because there is a mix of huge streamers and then people with lower numbers. And that's the whole point of what I got told Streamer University was, to give the smaller streamers a chance. But then on the other hand, you have to look at it from a point of view of, I remember when I was on fucking 7 viewers and I'm in a fucking, it was one of the big streamers there.
DDG?
Ray. Right, yeah, so let's say I'm going to change from 3-4 years ago, right, and I'm on 10 viewers, right, and I see Ray on, what, 10K, right? Yeah. I'm not going to have the balls to go up to Ray and go, oh, do you want to collab? Because instantly in my head, I'm looking at that and going, he's got 10K, I've got 10.
Yeah.
He ain't going to want to collab with me unless he's a good person. Do you know what I mean? And that's, I'm not saying Ray's not, no, but yeah, for example, 100%. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's the bit that didn't get thought about enough.
No, 100%. But what I did see, though, was a lot of smaller creators. I'm going to highlight someone, Corey2U.
Okay.
Who I'd say was a smaller creator. He wouldn't, I think the way he approached it was really good. So he wouldn't go up to him and be like, let's collab. It's more so he's going to involve himself in your content and he's going to add value to your content by being a character or being someone who's like, you just, like your community just love instantly. So one thing that they do a lot is the, it's called dirty macking. So like, you might be talking to a girl or whatever and then someone comes in and is like, he's got an STD by the way. And then, you know what I'm saying? That's something that a lot of them do and it's like, obviously humor and stuff. So it's like he was inserting himself in this whole in DDG's content. Whether it was intentional or not, it was really, really good. And that's, a lot of people started to love him a lot and his numbers shot up crazy. And it just started from that and then him doing a lot of different things and different skits. But then again, there were some other creators as well, smaller creators that didn't seize the opportunity. And it might be a mental block of, oh, this person has 20,000 people.
Yep.
I'm a bit nervous, which is fine. Everyone's human, do you know what I mean? But it's like, if you want it, you can go and get it. Like, you're literally 100%. In the same room as
it
everyone.
It comes down to, you have to take the chance.
You have to.
But it's like, even when you say nervous, I remember when I was on 20 viewers and the first time Chaz raided me was the first big raid that I had. He sent over, 200 people? And even then, I'm looking at my numbers and I'm going, oh, I've got 180 people here. Like, you're nervous inside. Yeah. You're nervous up here. You're like, you're excited. You don't have to control everything. But then instantly, you're also thinking, but you got to capture him because you got to want them to want to come back and stuff like that. Even though majority of the time, they'll always go back to Chazza, right?
100%.
Because that's their streamer and they've just come over because he's ended. But it's like, you still have to try and take your chance. So you have to, there's so many things going through your head at the same time.
Mm.
And it can stop people doing the right thing.
Speaking of that though, the Angry Ginge trickle, I felt it for the first time a couple of days ago. It is beautiful. It's a great feeling. Sat there and I was like, wow, I don't want the tax man to come anywhere near me.
Did you see Hines? Hines,
I saw Hines being.
Oh my, good. See him crying when you got it.
Yeah. have you saw the clip?
Sonny's been going, no. Then as soon as he said you was back, he was going, we need to think of something new. We need something new. What are we going to do?
He's funny, Hines.
He's hilarious.
Oh, gosh. But yeah, no, I mean, back to stream with you, I mean, it was a sick, sick experience. Like, even just, like, so that was the first time I ever streamed 24/7. So right. I'm sleeping on stream, not showering on stream because you couldn't have cameras in the shower. But literally every morning, you literally wake up and it's straight go time. Like, that was sick. So that took me out of my comfort zone, which was cool. And then also just collaborating, like just walking past people, talking to them, just saying anything. Everything's like a moment, you know, even just eating with, like literally just eating lunch. That could be a segment. That's a YouTube video.
100%.
Like, it's everything is just straight content. People, the wars, like I was on floor six would be fighting with floor 7 and floor 4 and floor 3. Everyone's just warring, 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 warring. Like, it's just constant, nonstop. People go up to each other and fight, and they just know. As soon as they see a camera, they know it's not serious. They know it's just straight content, and everyone's just on the ball, content, 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 content. Like, it's mad.
Was everyone sweet, and that was everyone good stuff?
You said what?
Was everyone, like, nice people?
Yeah, I think for the most part, everyone was nice people, honestly. Yeah.
Was there anyone you met there and you thought, oh, he's a bit dodgy, or he's a bit of a dick, or would you rather just not say to cause anything?
I won't say to cause, but yeah, there was a couple, yeah.
Was a couple of people.
Small couple, yeah. Couple of people. Like,
and would you say they were the bigger creators or smaller ones?
You know what? Not more so the bigger ones, more so some of the smaller ones.
Is that?
Smaller ones, yeah. Yeah, if I say, it'll
100% don't say it.
Off camera thing, but.
So I reckon, how much, obviously you experienced it, how much do you reckon Kai spent doing that whole thing?
So, I think a lot of it was sponsored.
Yep.
In terms of cost, I think Kai probably would have spent no less than 500 grand. No.
Still fucking which outrageous. Is
a lot. Really?
Yeah. Because you got to think, the team, they had a really good team. The flights, international flights as well.
Yeah. So, did they pay for your flights over there?
So, they paid for my flights over there. And after, I had a flight from there straight to Nigeria as well, so I didn't even come back to London.
All right, okay.
Yeah, so when I was there, I was in China, and I was then gonna go to Japan, but I had to cancel Japan, and I went China to London, then they sorted out London to Atlanta, then Ohio, and then I was meant to be in Nigeria at that time, but I had to move it around, so then they flew me from there to Nigeria.
Okay, that's nice. Yeah. I like that.
So there's travel costs, the setup costs, also, I mean, the phones, they're all sponsored, so Kai gave us free phones.
which
right,
is
right. Okay, nice.
So the phones that you know we use for IRL streaming.
Yeah. Did everyone have to stream off them phones?
I mean, you got every single person received a phone. You
didn't, oh, wow.
Whether you streamed or not was your option. Like, you didn't have to.
Yeah.
But we also had a desktop setup and an IRL streaming setup. So that's when a lot of people would literally press a button and then you go IRL and
yeah.
switch in between and stuff. So yeah, I mean, we got that. We got loads of items, like goodies and whatnot and all that yeah. stuff. Again, all that stuff was sponsored. I'm trying to think, the biggest cost probably was rent in the uni. I mean, I don't know if they gave it to them or not, but I think that would have been a big cost because we had the entire
security.
Security, that was another one as well. Yeah. But what's quite interesting though, in America, their universities are like parks. Anyone can walk on them.
Really?
They're not closed.
Even if you're not going there?
Yeah. They're not closed off. Anyone can just walk onto campus, which I think was kind of...
So you would have had to have mad security.
So they had mad security. Yeah, they had the whole police there and stuff like
that. You got to think Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Wi-Fi. That was, yeah.
Was that good or bad?
At the start, it was bad. And Kai noticed it was bad. So there was a lot of issues with people's streams. So then they improved it. So they got more access points around the place. But that was one thing that he's definitely going to improve next time.
So do you reckon there'll be a next time?
If there is a next time. I hope there is a next time.
Now, if we were to do this in the UK...
You do it. Would love for Ginge to do it. Ginge should do his stream university. Or something of that nature. Yeah. You can't do stream university.
I'm not guys trading that, just to clear this up. But I've got 500 grand to play with.
he does.
I don't. So... But what I'm saying is, you do this with the UK streamers, right?
Yeah.
Because there's loads of... What I've noticed lately is there's a lot of smaller streamers from the UK at this minute in time, right? Mm-hmm. And when I first started, maybe it's the same amount, but maybe I noticed some more now, I don't know, right? But I think if we were to do this in the UK, obviously it'd be a smaller scale, right? Invite other people over, right? If they wanted to come over from different countries. But in terms of... I don't know how it'd work. It's obviously something to think about, but I'd love to do something like that in the UK on a smaller scale.
Yeah.
Like, how many people was at your streaming university?
There was over 160.
Yeah, that's, there you go.
Plus.
Don't even need to go there. If we have 50, right, 25, 30, ooh, all in like a house, a castle, something like that, that would be good. And I know you mentioned something like this at Silverstone.
Yeah, yeah, so I had this idea and I was like, what if, like, let's just try it. I think we should just try it. Maybe get, like, some sort of house, castle, whether it's in Scotland, Wales, London, wherever it is, somewhere, and just have loads of creators under the same roof and see what happens. Carnage, whatever. But, I mean, after the F1, I'm kind of just like, I don't know, man, the PTSD, you know?
Yeah,
no, I hear it. I hear you know what it. I mean? I'm a bit like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Yeah, no, I hear it.
But, yeah.
I think it'd be very, very good. Yeah. And like, you could do it for maybe 3 days, you do it for a weekend, and you have like special guests coming, do an IRL stream whilst you're in there. For example, one of the beta squad come in, one of the sidemen come in, and they're like walking around with an IRL setup, getting to know everyone. Smaller creators are going saying hello, stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? And that's the bit there that can just really help other people.
And I think the UK is slept on, man. There's a lot of talent, man.
Oh, agreed.
A lot. And I feel like right now it's growing so much.
But do you know what it is? And this is why I think it's so hard for the UK streamers to break America. Is not only is the UK so small, like
so small.
We think the UK is quite big because we live here.
Yeah.
But in comparison to America, it's not even comparable.
So it's like, right? Literally when I was over there, I was thinking about it and I was like, blowing up in the UK is like blowing up in one state in America.
Yeah. It's mental. And there's 50 states.
Yeah.
Right? I can't put into words. For example, I think the prime for me, the prime example is Sketch.
Mm.
He blew up and he blew up blew and up. Jinxie.
Yes.
Right? And they are outrageous. They're massive, right? Whereas if they were in England, it might not have been because they'd have different humor, etc. Do you know what I mean? So it's definitely, it's so difficult. 100%. And it's so different. How different is the American humor to British?
So different, man. And I'll tell you how different. This is an easy way to see it, yeah? Is if you look at the way their TikTok clips are to ours, you'll see it a drastic change. So what I mean by that is the way they do their edits are so different. So like here, you might, for like our streams, you might see like, you know, like the standard clips of like clip farms or whatever. Then you'll see like the nice clips, you know, where you have an account that has hella stars on it. I'm going to shout out like Holly star sign, and you have all these nice edits. But then
when you now compare it to American ones, you'll have all these like flashbang edits. And have you ever seen them ones where it's like the That's their type of humor. And you can instantly just see the complete difference in humor. Like, it's just so different. But I think the British humor is great. It's great.
I think it's the best humor in the world.
It's great. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's just obviously different, you know, because they don't, for instance, not what I've seen, they don't just insult like mums and, you know what I'm saying?
No, they don't.
Like, they don't.
Do you think the idea of British creators are just so wrong, do you think?
So wrong?
Yeah, so like, if you asked an American, what do you think it's like in the UK, they're all like, oh, I'd like some tea and crumpets. And
yes,
and I mean, they don't actually know.
No, they don't know. That's the one thing I kept getting in Stream University, tea and crumpets, bottle of water, you know, the standard stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're more than that.
Yeah. 100%. For example, when I did a stream with Ron and Jason and we were walking around, I can't remember where we were in London, but we got told it was the Ends.
Yeah.
Right. Obviously, I know what in the Ends is
I think you were in Camden.
It might have
Camden or Shoreditch. I think it was.
Ooh, I don't know. Anyway. So then they were like a bit like, whoa, like, do you know what I mean? they don't know what it is. And I'm there like, fucking hell, it might be really rough here.
Yeah.
Like, in my head, I know what London's like. I'm thinking, okay, but that's the camera gone. The handheld cameras are gone. And then it was my cameraman, Jazz, who clip farmed having his phone stolen by a moped. I said to Ron Jason, that was a clip farm by Cam, but with the greatest respect, that happens here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
20 I've seen, times a day.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that 3 times. 2 of them was on stream.
Is it?
I was IRL streaming.
Happens a lot.
Yeah, it could have been happened to you.
It can happen to anyone, genuinely. So I was walking down Oxford Street towards Selfridges, and literally this guy was on his motorbike, whatever they call it. What do you call it? The Sarons.
Yeah.
On the Saron, and just went yoinked. And she had her headphones and everything. Yoinked that. The headphones went on the floor. He's gone. Missing. Mad. It's crazy, man.
Quick question. How did you get into knowing the AMP boys and Kai and that?
Good question. Now, so me and the AMP, I have to, when I tell this story, I always have to give thanks to my good friend Nico Omolano.
Oh, we love him.
I love Nico.
But I do like these sour melon slices and that aren't shades. Sorry.
I know, I have to give a big shout out to him, man.
And I'm glad he done that because I really like shades.
But yeah, no, Nico, honestly, greatest guy, man. I really, really...
Oh, he's brilliant. I love him.
Oh, what a guy.
He's such a genius as well, man. Creative genius.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Creative genius. obviously, I have actually done, I think, how many Beta Squad boys is this? 5, isn't it? It's 5. Yeah, it's 5.
Yeah.
So I've done, out of all 5 of them, I've done 4 of their setups.
Right, okay.
So I've done 4 of their setups.
I assume you didn't do Chunks's.
No, I did do Chunks's. I didn't do Nico's.
Why did he want to do it? Chunks didn't stream or anything, though.
Chunks did stream.
He has a couple.
He has. And he actually done very, very well. I think in his first stream, he got like 1,000 subs.
He was doing it for a bit, innit? Yeah. It was like a week or two where he was...
I just remember him stream. Last time I remember him stream was when they did that weekend.
Before that. He did a stream.
Did you do all that for that house?
The what?
When the old...
Yeah, so that was... They wanted to just see what it was like if they all streamed under the same roof. For a couple of days. So that's when I went there and I done all their setups, like 5 different setups. Yeah, that was crazy.
Mm. Did that go well for them?
That went well. I think they look back and like, that was well, but it's a lot. Because it's like streaming versus creating YouTube videos. It's
completely different.
And I'm going to say this.
Different ballgame.
YouTube is easier than streaming.
Oh, 100%.
1,000,000%.
Not even, okay, I thought anyone 100%. Might debate me that. It's not even close.
It depends what you're talking about in terms of effort or in terms of...
Everything.
Yeah. In terms of the hours that you've got to put in and stuff, yeah. 1,000,000%.
You could book a studio for 6 hours, mm-hmm. bang out 4 videos, right? You book, you stream for 8 hours.
But I'd also say to a certain extent, like, if you're talking Nico and Milana YouTube.
Ooh, see, that's a different ballgame because his production level
that's
is
like
insane.
And everything's fucking mentally
fucked. But he'll have a team that does it for him.
Yeah, it wouldn't have started like that though. Do you know what I mean?
But I still would think streaming is...
Yeah, streaming is so fucking hard.
Because streaming is continuous.
Yeah.
It's continuous.
And you have to sacrifice a lot when you're streaming.
Exactly.
Compared to YouTube.
And it's also hard having... what is it called? Where I always say it's gone.
The game's gone?
No, like...
Oh, yeah.
Social battery.
Social battery.
Oh my God.
It drains you. Yeah,
drains. And if you've done a 12-hour stream and you're still having to be... this on the ball do you know what I mean? Funny guy.
Yeah.
It's hard.
So.
I want to talk about what you're talking about, Sam.
Oh, thank you, mate. Thank you. So anyways, back to Nico though. So how it came up. So Nico sent me this Instagram message and he was like, hey, AMP guys are coming to the UK for, I can't remember what charity match it was. I think it was a Sidemen charity match when Kai and Duke were playing.
The one at West Ham.
Yes. So he was like, look, they need help with computers. Can you help them? Like get some PCs because the NBA 2K, whatever it was, 23 was dropping and that's big for them and they want to stream it. So I was like, all right, cool. So he was like, can I put you in touch with Kai? And I was like, of course you can. And then I get this DM from Kai Sinet and I was like, oh my gosh, what the flip? And Kai was like, yo, how you doing, Sam? Nice to meet you. Can I put you in touch with my people? We need some help. I was like, cool, no problem. So then I was like, before you do that, where are you guys staying in London? Like, have you got a location? And then he was like, they sent me a link and it was this rogue Airbnb. And like, I can't remember what area, but it was just not AMP.
Yeah.
You know, it was like this house, which it was suitable. It had 4 bedrooms. I think there's like 6 of them. Not going to fit. They had like neighboring gardens so people could look in.
Yeah.
If they show up, that place is getting leaked.
100%.
It's game over. So I was like, okay, cool. I can sort out these PCs, no problem. I can get this all done. But where you're staying probably isn't ideal. And they were like, look, we're struggling to find somewhere. Can you help? And I was like, I'll try. So what I did is I went around London, looked for like, I went to view a couple mansions because that's what they need. Something similar, a similar vibe to what they have in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, big ass house, loads of space so they could do crazy stuff. So I actually had no luck finding somewhere that had good internet because that's the hard thing is you find somewhere, it's finding somewhere in London is hard. So you have to go on the outskirts. It's very, very hard to find a big place that has 6 bedrooms. In fact, 8 bedrooms, sorry, because that's what they needed because they need to house their teams as well and stuff.
Yep.
Good internet. And that was close to London. Very, very, very hard. And that was, priced well at the time. So very, very hard. I went to view a couple of places, tested the Wi-Fi, shoddy, didn't work. They would lose their heads. The one thing you need as a streamer is good internet. That's the number one thing you need.
100%.
So I had to then call up a couple of my friends and rely on my network, call some footballers and was like, look, have you got an empty house? Maybe you might be moving a transfer soon. Have you got anything? Everyone was like, sorry, no, don't have anything. Boom, no. So then what I did do was I remembered I used to work at corporate stuff a couple of years ago. And I can't lie, the company I worked with, there were some great people that I met, affluent people, you know, whatever. So I was like, let me ask my friend. So I called this girl and I was like, hey, by any chance, on a whim, do you reckon I could use your house for some of my friends coming from America? And she was like, okay, maybe. Let me speak to dad. We're currently in Dubai right now, as you do.
Yeah, family fair holiday. Enough.
She put the phone down. 20 minutes passed. She was like, dad said you can use it. The house is going to, we can vacant the house and you can use it. They can use it, whatever. We trust you, Sam. We'll give you the keys. This is how much it'll cost, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
There you go. And I was like, fucking hell, fantastic. The house, by the way, incredible.
Was it? How much did they charge you to use it for rent?
See, that I can't say.
Okay. Can I throw a number out there and you say higher or lower?
Okay.
Is it high five?
So they stayed there for, I think it was 7 days?
So a week.
So a week.
5 or 4 digits? 1, 2.
Five digits.
20,000?
Higher.
Yeah, I'm saying about between foot.
Oh, way higher.
What, to rent a house for 7 days?
But you gotta remember, this is a house, 7 days, short notice, like less than a week. Mm. Less than a week, short notice, 7 days. How many bedrooms did we use? About 7 to 8 bedrooms.
Oh, I didn't know it was that big.
Oh yeah, it was.
Can I use your mate?
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah, great, good. Very, very good friend of mine. That was a huge favor that they did.
Yeah, that's huge.
So yeah, so anyways, we got the house though. And it was like, okay, cool. We got the house now. But now it's a big operation. Because now it's like,
they've hit
me up now and said, can you give us, all they literally wanted at first was just me to sort them out a computer, drop it off, have fun.
Yeah.
Now it's gone. I've got them a house. Now I need to get computers in, build the setup. So I've got to get all the desks. And this is me doing it all by myself, 6 different setups, build it by myself. Then I have to get a team in to do all the networking.
Yeah.
So we had satellites pointing to the sky, pulling down like 5G stuff. Because obviously it was in a rogue era, but we managed to get this big bandwidth of internet. So like we ended up, I think, with like a gig. And then we'll split that up into 6 different setups, which was sick. I had to get a security. So we had
100%, yeah.
We had to get residential security. So we had 24/7 security. Like, again, this house was huge. So we would have like a security guard going around with a dog 24/7 in case the location got leaked or anything like that.
Yeah.
And then of course we had to, then sort out transport as well. So when they came from the airport, cars ready to drop them off wherever they needed, transport throughout the whole week. So I had different drivers and whatnot. And then as well as that, security. So I sorted out the security. So there's a lot of stuff that went into it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was only me, and it was very stressful with not a lot of time. So that's how that came about. And obviously,
you've done a lot for them, really, innit?
So I've done a lot for them. And I think they were really, really grateful. And, you know, they rewarded me in some good ways, you know. Good guys, good relationships. But that went from them going, we don't
know. You yourself charged, I assumed.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, of course, you know, it's my time.
Well, yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you charge a lot, or did you? Was it kind of like just your normal stuff?
In hindsight,
should charge more.
In hindsight, I get them a very, very like good price. Probably for all the stuff that I sorted out, probably could have charged them more.
Yeah.
But I'm more of a thing of where like relationships matter more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
More than the financials, if I'm being honest. And again, like looking back on it now, it's like I have a good friend, Phantom. I'm really close with.
Phantom's fucking class.
He's a legend.
I love him.
Yeah, he's a legend.
Seems like a sick guy.
And it's like Anytime Fano comes to the UK, the first person he calls, yo, I'm coming to the UK. Come pick me up from the airport.
You said he rings you first.
What?
You said he rings you first.
Nah, that's different.
What?
Huh?
That's different.
Why is it different?
Nah, it's just different though, innit? Because when he goes to London, so he goes to Manchester.
Manchester,
yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah. Okay. I can't remember how many times he's been in Manchester, but yeah.
Yeah, it's. I think he's coming next week.
Also, I have a bone to pick with you though. How come?
You got a bone to pick with me?
Yeah,
on?
Yeah, yeah. Both? Yeah. You.
Oh, okay, nice.
Sorry, it's not
the
you.
Ginger one, the ginger
one, yeah. How come every, I'll say foreigner.
Whoa, they've got names.
Okay, people that don't live in the UK.
Oh, okay.
How come you just force Manchester onto them? I don't understand, like Manchester United, sorry. Like, what is this?
Who have I forced it onto?
Jason.
I haven't. I've actually specifically told Jason not to support United multiple times.
Okay, Phantom. Why the hell is Phantom?
We were in a house for a week on Inside, and he was like, "What team do you support?" And I went, "Trust me, Man United."
Because I literally see him wearing a United top, and I was just like,
"Yeah, no."
And it's a proper old school AIG one, and I was like, "What,
mate?" Phantom's on it because of me. Jason, to be fair, he's also on it probably a bit because of me. But I have told him multiple times to not represent Manchester United Football Club.
Why?
Pardon?
Why?
Because I've also seen him in Arsenal shirts, City shirts. And we don't need that, Man United. Fair. Let me tell you that for something.
Fairs.
So you've built all these setups and got obviously know all these people. Where did your kind of tech knowledge come from? Is it something you've gone out your way to learn, or were you just always kind of that tech kid?
Yeah, so a bit of both. Like I said before, what did you say? You said I'm a nerd.
A virgin, he said. Virgin.
Oh, virgin.
I didn't say that.
He said virgin.
Oh. I said, what do you think of virgin Wi-Fi?
Oh, okay.
I think.
Okay. To be fair, I'm celibate anyway, so yeah, pretty much on the same mind.
So virgin.
Pretty much, more or less. But...
So is he. He's a virgin.
I can tell, of course he is.
Of course he is.
Come on, look at him. No disrespect, but like, come on, bro.
Look at him. Why, he's what? Fucked.
What, because I'm white?
No.
Oh, is that funny, is it? Because I'm not white.
If I was white, I wouldn't say that.
Isn't it? Mate, you got three brothers here.
Three? No, it's just us two.
No, gingers are black.
Wait, what do you mean you two?
I'm Jamaican.
No, you're not Jamaican.
Who are you to say?
Why would I not be Jamaican?
You are not Jamaican.
Why would I not be Jamaican?
Prove that you're Jamaican right now.
Tell me where you were born.
Speak patois right now.
Hey, wagwan, me dog. What you telling me, dog?
I'd like to apologise to any Jamaican listeners that were born in Kingston. I'd like to sincerely apologise.
That's where I'm from.
Where are you from?
Kingston.
You're not from Kingston. Name somewhere else apart from Kingston in Jamaica.
Is he testing me about shit like this?
Mate, bro. Trust me. You don't know what he's on.
Come on, man. Come
bro.
On. It's all right, though, man. It's all right, man.
What is your favourite setup that you've ever done?
Okay, favourite setup that I've ever done has to be Danny Aaron's.
I like that one.
Danny Aaron.
That was very nice. That
he probably spent about 300 grand on it.
Yeah, man. That boy, he loves to invest. That's what I'll say.
He's fucking 100%. He's got too much fucking money, is what he's got.
But Danny Aaron's, I think, now I have to clarify, it's the first one that I've done for Danny Aaron. So the room one.
Yeah. Where it was the pink lights and the carpet and stuff. Yeah.
When you first moved into the house.
Yeah, that was a really, really good setup. I enjoyed doing that one. Like, to the point where I even had a mattress on the floor and slept there and then woke up and continued doing it. Like, that's how much I love doing that setup.
Yeah. It was class. I'll give you that one. Yeah. What's the most expensive setup you've ever done?
Most expensive? Ooh. Okay. I'll say room renovations. I'll say Danny Aarons.
In terms of what price?
Price range. I mean, he did leak it already. But I was clip farmed anyways.
Yep.
But I would say, I think that room all in all cost, I'll give a range. I think it was around 25 to about 35. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So, yeah, yep.
A lot of work went into that though.
Yep.
There was a lot of people. But that was a good start.
Pardon?
Yours couldn't have been far off.
Just beats me like normal.
Where's that just come from?
But yeah, that was a big, big one. There was a lot of people involved as well, and it took like a week. But yeah, that was a good one. But then in terms of desk setups, I would say, probably Jadon Sancho's.
Is it? How come?
Because the computer was, at that time, the computer was insane.
Top.
It's him and Dele Alli's setup. Yeah, they were crazy. Like, their
are they
PCs,
both crazy gamers?
Not so much anymore. So at one point, I would say Sancho was playing a lot of games. But not so much, I don't think so. Dele, not so much. He's more on 2K now, so not really on the PC stuff.
Yeah.
But their PC setups, they had gold RAM sticks, for instance, which cost crazy amount of money at the time.
Yeah, footballers, so they're going to get that.
There you go. Top of the range GPUs. Everything was just top.
Who's your most kind of unordinary one that you thought, oh shit, why is he asking me for setup? Or someone you were surprised that wanted a setup?
Yeah, Mongrel.
Why is that surprising?
Because it was just more we've never crossed paths ever.
Yeah.
And it was just hey, I've seen your stuff, want you to do my setup. And then he was like, yeah, sure. And then when he came to me and I was like, what do you want? He was like, yeah, I want 5 monitors or 6 monitors if I can. And I was just like, what? What do you
mean? 6 monitors?
6 monitors. And I was like, bro.
You got 7.
I don't.
He does.
I got 3.
So that one was an unordinary one where it's just what the hell? But that was a sick setup and I really, really like that setup. That's actually my most viewed video as well.
Oh, is it?
Crazy, yeah.
Which setup would you say is your worst setup? Oh, would you reckon it would be one from your start because you didn't know as much as you did?
Yeah, I would say probably my worst one would have been, I would say recently I did one for Leo Statro, musician.
Right, okay.
It's a good setup, but I feel like it could have been tidier. And the problem with the setup was it's a desktop and it's music as well. And when you cross two together with music,
tough.
It's hard because there's wires everywhere. There's no, in music, nothing's wireless. Everything is wired because of latency and quality. So it's one of them ones where it's just so hard to make it super clean. That's why in studios, it's very hard or very rare that you find a studio, a music studio with wires that are not on display.
Yeah.
You know, same with podcast rooms and stuff like that because nothing is, it's very limited to have wireless stuff.
You'll know about that though, won't you? For your music and stuff.
Well, you do music. Quit, bro. I thought you quit.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because the picture that fell off the wall behind the camera. He didn't even know you did music.
What? What's going on? Listen, I'm never going to punch your fucking gingerhead in. Yeah. But if the guest that we fucking brought on our podcast carries on laughing, I'm gonna smash his fucking head in as well.
Yeah.
Right? You have a word.
Have a word.
Yeah, you're not the first person that didn't know he did music either.
Sorry, bro. Sorry, man.
What would you rate his music out of 10? Just quickly.
Taser's music out of 10, honestly. I heard one song, man, you're singing. Knock off Ed Sheeran, to be fair. I'll say it's a 4 out of 10.
I know he's got ginger hair, mate, but.
Hey, chill, bro. Sorry.
Nah, I'm joking. Nah, genuinely, nah, your music's actually good. Release more, bro. You don't release enough.
For the sake of everyone else, please don't. Fucking hell.
Wait, I have a question. Did you go to his show?
Pardon?
Did you go to his show?
No, sold out.
That was bad, that little from you.
Why was it?
It was. And it was in Manchester as well?
Yeah.
Just one more thing. I had some on. You know I had some on?
Yeah, I think you did.
I did, thank you.
But nothing important enough nothing to miss important. You, mate, sure.
You can't be too busy for your friends, you know what I mean?
Mate, when he's charging for meet and greets, I ain't going to that shit.
Charging for me?
It's all
right. we got him.
You think you are?
In it.
Charging for meet and greets.
You know what I mean?
Oh. Sold out, though.
All 10 of them.
What was I going to say? It's all right, though, when I was paying money just to go and watch him at Soccer Aid.
Oh, you paid money for that, did you?
What?
You paid money for the...
No, but if we didn't get them, we'd already, word of mouth, bought some tickets.
Oh, word of mouth.
Yeah, but then you stepped in with some at the last minute.
But you donated it to charity anyway, didn't you?
Yeah, I was going
to
say. No, we did it. All of that goes to charity, so, you know what I mean?
Because we got them for free, the money we would have spent on the tickets.
Okay.
We donated to charity.
By the way, congratulations on Soccer Aid. Please do not show me your leg. I don't want to see it.
It's gone now anyway.
What about my leg?
Thank fuck.
Oh, that one. Oh, I'm not getting my third one out.
Go on.
For, if you want, just have a look. Fuck's sake, you shouldn't even write what's up.
No, genuinely.
Oh, no.
No, I'm joking. So, I'm gonna actually have to stop that now.
So you...
Like you've done that a lot.
A little bird told me
that
you have not posted on your YouTube channel for 4 months.
Wow. And by little bird, he means a laptop, he's just read it off.
Well, if I was talking about your mother, I wouldn't call her a little bird. I'd call her a large bird. Why not? Hey, a large flabby bird.
Flabby is over the line, retract.
Sorry, Michelle.
4 months, you taking the piss? What's going on?
Yeah, all right, so look, do you know what it is? You kind of get into a like, do you ever get into like a mental block sometimes with YouTube?
Yeah.
He does, but with music.
Oh, sorry, you don't release? Yeah. But yeah, the mental block, man. Do you know what it is? I got into a point where I was like, the setup videos are great and they're cool, but I want to be known for more than just doing a setup. And I felt like them videos, people would come, yes, for the setup, but also more so for the other person.
Yeah.
And it's like, I want to be known for more. So that's why I've been focusing a lot on my YouTube. On stream.
Not that much.
No, but I actually have, because I have a live channel as well, which has been growing rapidly.
Okay, nice.
Which I've been posting daily.
Yeah.
So that's shot up. That's catching up now to the main channel.
Nice.
But right now, I think on the main channel, I'm going to do more so like sit down videos. Like, I really like your videos that you do, the sit down ones with the boys. So I'm thinking of doing something like that, round table, and start doing that to get back into it.
Nice.
So yeah, I've got a couple ideas. Really want you guys, I actually want to do a video with both of you.
Busy, how are we on that day?
Oh, what date was it? I've got me a court case coming up.
Yeah, and I was his lawyer.
Oh, okay. See, it's funny because you dodged this because you know what the video is, which is trying Nigerian food. And
No, we didn't know that.
No, you did know that. And you knew it, so that's why you're dodging it, because you don't want to try it.
We didn't know that.
Yeah, see, ginger.
Bit of jollof rice.
Sorry, say that again? Sorry, say it again?
That's not Nigerian food.
No, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I tried to get him.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, it is. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, just want to do some sit-down videos, man. I think it'll be cool.
Yeah,
just doing videos like that. And you know what it is? It's like, I feel like, I don't know, what do you guys think? You think it's... You doing?
So just recorded a sit down video.
What was that?
It was a joke.
I'd like to apologise about that, Sam.
That's okay, man.
Who would your dream ever guest be for YouTube?
Don't say me, because I'm here.
Honestly, I was never gonna say.
Don't say Ginge.
I might have said Ginge, but Tay's not, never.
At least he thought about me.
Yeah. My dream guest. I have two.
Did you ask for two?
Right, but I'm gonna tell you two. Right, my first one, honestly, Cycling Mikey.
Cycling Mikey, yeah, because no one's actually sat down with him.
No one sat down with him. And I just want to talk to him and understand why, how, recently he's been banned for snitching.
For snitching, yeah.
So I would love to sit down and really just pick his brains and also get questions from the public that really want to ask him.
Yeah, I think it's actually publicly said why he done it. I think rather his wife or his dad or something.
No, it was his father got killed, I believe, by a drunk driver.
Oh.
Or a driver on the phone, something like that.
Yeah. But
okay.
But my argument with that is he ain't getting the people that could potentially cause someone to die because they're stuck in traffic.
Mm.
You know what I'm getting? You know what I'm saying?
I get it, though. If he maybe feels like he's doing his little bit.
Yeah,
he's doing a little bit. Of course. Yeah, so I'll say Cycle Mikey. And then my dream guest would have to be Central C.
Is it? How come?
Yeah, I'm... You are H's bitch. I can't lie.
I'll start smacking heads in here. I'm not going to lie.
If H says jump, you say how high?
And you're rare because we just wanted a PC doing in the podcast room.
Oh. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very, very much for watching today's episode. Please subscribe. Please leave a like. Oh, he did it in the 90th minute. Make sure you leave a like. Subscribe if you're new. If you're on Spotify, please rate us 5 stars. And we'll see you next time.
Au revoir. Au revoir.
Why have you nicked me lying?
Oh, sorry. And we'll see you next time.
Au revoir.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.